Welcome to this episode of the Workplace Podcast. And in this one, I'm going to be talking a little bit about my own experience as a co-founder of a company called Tidy, where we kind of work with large and small enterprises in reimagining their onboarding. And a key part of that reimagination process is actually looking at all of the content and the information and really trying to think how we could change the whole paradigm over there. You know, moving from long form content to bite size, moving from PowerPoints to videos and infographics and a lot more. So let's get started. So why is content important when we're thinking about onboarding and training? The reason is because today, when you're joining an organization, when you're getting trained on, you know, your role or your function, there's just so much content being shared with you at all points of time. It just becomes quite overwhelming for a new hire or even for an employee to kind of absorb and really make sense of it. Yes, I can sit through a 2-hour video and kind of, you know, go through it just because I have to. But how much of it is actually getting inside, is actually getting absorbed, is actually going to be used when I need it, right? So fundamentally, I think the whole problem starts with the fact that we today live in a world which is pouring with content. I mean, content is pouring out of all pores of this world. And I think that brings us to the need for, you know, bite sizing. Bite sizing of content has gained popularity in the last few years. You know, picking up your 50-page PowerPoint or Word document, picking up your 2-hour video and trying to convert it into 4, 5, 6-minute segments, which are easier to digest, which are easier to understand. And it starts becoming an imperative when we start looking at the amount of data and the quantum of information being shared. It's much easier for me to go through a 10-minute podcast than actually listen to a 2-hour show. And that's exactly what we need to think about when we're thinking about our own organization and the information and the processes and the training and the onboarding that we have within our organization. Today, one of the other things we have to be very cognizant about is the ability for this content and information that's being shared to be mobile first. I mean, I'm recording this podcast on my mobile. I'm sure many of you are listening to it on your mobile. And we do so much more on these little devices. And when you start sharing content which is long form on these small devices, it becomes a headache. So you need to start thinking about, how do I convert my PowerPoints and PDFs into short, mobile-first content pieces? Because fundamentally, I need it to be interesting. And something that's very interesting is that it's no longer just about documents. It could be video, it could be audio. You know, how about thinking about a podcast for all the new hires joining your organization? And finally, you need to make sure that whatever you're sharing is in the form of a story. It speaks to the person who's consuming it. It has to be visual and it has to be an experience. When you combine all of this together, you suddenly get an onboarding experience that is fun, delightful, and actually helps me understand what I'm in for, who I'm going to be working with, what is expected of me, and the culture that I'm going to be joining. So in summary, you got to just think about onboarding, You got to think about the content. You got to think about training. You got to think about the content. You got to think about all the ways in which we can make it much more of an experience for the employees within our organization, for the customers, for the vendors, for the partners, for everyone. I mean, information needs to be an experience, and we live in a world where there are no two ways about it.